leader!
Order, order.
Prime Minister John Key was put on the spot with this question from opposition leader David Shearer.
Does he stand by his statement as to a question whether the MMP review was dead in the water that when he answered, quote, as far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Mr. Key did stand by that statement.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
In answer to the first part of the question, yes.
But he had no answer to the second part of Mr. Shearer's question.
And if so, what does he say to the 1.27 million New Zealanders who voted to keep MMP on the law he passed requiring a review of MMP, and to the over 5,000 New Zealanders who submitted to that review?
Getting no answer to that, Mr. Shearer put this question to the Prime Minister.
Is he aware that in the last communication the government sent to Labor on this issue, it said, quote, it hoped to progress a collaborative process for considering and responding to the Commission's recommendations? And if so, how is unilaterally ending the process in any way collaborative?
No, because that matter was handled by the Minister of Justice.
That's Judith Collins, and she faced questions from the Greens' Holly Walker.
Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Justice. Did she receive a response from the National Party following her request for party views on the Electoral Commission's recommendations for changes to MMP? And if so, what was that response?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I have publicly released a summary of all party responses this morning, and as the member will now know, the National Party did not agree with key changes suggested by the Electoral Commission.
Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Holly Walker.
Isn't the real reason she won't introduce legislation because the National Government needs the hugely unpopular one-seat threshold in place to keep John Banks and Peter Dunn on side?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I think the member doesn't realise that the member that she's just referred to actually is an electorate MP. I know that that's not something that's known of in the Green Party, but actually it carries quite a sway in the electorate.
Judith Collins then took her lead from her Prime Minister and addressed only the first part of Holly Walker's next question.
In her view, is writing one letter to political parties 5 months after the MMP review report came out a genuine attempt to get cross-party agreement, or was that just window dressing given her government never intended to do anything?
To the first part of the question, yes.
Question time was followed by the general debate, as Rhys Lyon now reports.
The general debate was kicked off by the National Party's Trade Minister.
Honourable Tim Grocer.
Mr. Speaker, I've been doing a bit of travel recently, rather more than any sane person would want to do.
That comment raised some heckles from the opposition benches and this quip from Labor's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to thank the National Party's visiting international guest speaker, who we've just heard from. Mike Moore once said about Tim Grocer that the problem with Tim Grocer is he didn't get enough credit for splitting the atom.
Mr. Robertson then addressed tomorrow's budget.
Whatever crumbs the National Party might decide to throw out to New Zealanders, whatever tinkering around, robbing Peter to pay Paul that National will do, this will be a budget for National's mates, not for the people of New Zealand, because that is the record of this government.
But Government Minister Amy Adams was quick to return the criticism with this remark about Labor.
They just will say anything to get back in power. They know better, they should do better, but frankly for them, being back in power means they will sell their souls and do what it takes to get there.
And while that prompted a barracking from the opposition benches, Grant Robertson later complained about one rowdy National backbencher.
I've actually got some concerns for Mr. Henevé, given the amount of time he has spent yelling through two of the three speeches we've had almost continuously.
And then there was this from Green MP Eugenie Sage.
It will be a budget that shows that National has forgotten that New Zealanders are proud of our country, our stunning landscapes and our distinctive plants and wildlife. From the melodic kokaka, which is much more melodic than Mr. Henare, to the kauri.
Green MP Eugenie Sage speaking in the general debate.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.